You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Maggie Cusa, the CEO of The Alchemist, which is a financial advisory firm that specializes in working with business owners and entrepreneurs. Maggie, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And certainly appreciate your time and coming out today. So tell us, why do you work with business owners and entrepreneurs to kick things off today?
Well, I find that they are in need of the most help. Most business owners and entrepreneurs are very good at what they do, creating something, working with others, consulting, that sort of thing. However, they fail to pick up on the picky details that actually help make a successful business. So they may forget about the legalese. They may forget about how to reduce their tax footprint, that sort of thing. And that's where I come in.
And certainly agree with you on those points. Now, why would a business owner need a financial advisor? Don't they just buy you stocks and bonds? Clarify some of that for us.
Well, that's one of the many things that we do. We protect the business owner, and we protect them from things that they don't even see coming. So, for example, hypothetically speaking, they become disabled and they aren't able to handle the business anymore. Do they have a plan for that? You know, if they were to pass away prematurely, do they have a plan for that? How are they going to end up retiring? What are they going to do? Do they have a plan for that? So it goes beyond just making them money. We actually help protect them and help them build out their dream life. So they started a business for a reason, and we help them kind of fulfill that and take care of the ancillary details as well so that they have a well-rounded success and not just, well, we made you a whole lot of money.
Now, Maggie, you've said that you are a paradigm shifter in financial advising. What distinguishes you in the space?
Well, I work with my people. I don't call them clients or customers. I work with my people. And what I do is I am there for them. I answer my phone. You're not going to get an assistant. You get me. I am constantly looking to advance their goals. So, for example, if you're a business owner and you're looking to connect with CPAs or athletic teams, I utilize my network and I utilize my resources to help you attain those goals. So I go above and beyond, and I'm always looking out for the betterment of my clients. So it's not necessarily about the money. I'm more interested in the outcome rather than the income. And that is completely against a lot of the things that are going on in the financial services. As you know, a lot of people are catching flack for fees and fee structures and whatnot. I'm completely transparent, and I try to work with my clients so that they don't get nickel and dimed by the various fees that are associated with services.
Of course, we hear the term cash flow a lot on this program when it comes to startups and businesses succeeding. Why is cash flow so important?
Well, without cash flow, a business is dead. So, for example, when someone just starts up a business, they may get a chunk of initial funding, and that's fabulous. You work hard, you do a business plan, somebody funds you. A lot of startups don't realize that money goes rather quickly. And so they'll go through their expenses, but they don't consider, you know, an unexpected expense or something actually went wrong and now we need a reserve of some sort. Even an established business, oftentimes they'll go through and they shouldn't, but they do. They're like, oh, no, we did great last year. We're just going to continue plugging along. And it doesn't always happen that way. Things are always changing, and people need to be mindful about what's coming in, what's going out. I know business owners who have a number of invoices that are owed to them, and they count that as income. And I said, no, you haven't received it yet, so you can't make purchases based on that because you don't know when you're going to receive it. Or if something happens and all of a sudden there's a shift in your particular industry and your product is no longer sought after as much as it had been in the past, a lot of businesses end up going under because they didn't take into consideration the potential shifts. They didn't plan ahead on their cash flow so that they, well, pretty much were able to cover their butts in good times and bad. And understanding cash flow and working with people such as myself, such as a CPA, can help navigate through those waters despite any issues they are having. So in good and bad times, you should still be able to make adjustments.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Today we're joined by Maggie Kusa, the CEO of The Alchemist, which is a financial advisory firm that specializes in working with business owners and entrepreneurs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Maggie, what is a common misconception business owners have regarding planning for retirement?
I love talking to business owners about retirement because so often I get, I'm going to work until I die. Or, no, I don't have to worry about saving in a 401k or an IRA. I'm just going to sell my business. And I say, okay, that's all well and good. How much is your business worth? Well, I don't know. Okay, well, who are you going to sell it to? Oh, I don't know. Okay, you know, you're in the construction business. Your body is not going to allow you to work until you die. It's going to tap out and you're going to have to retire earlier than expected. What is our backup plan for this? And oftentimes they just kind of look at me and deer in the headlights of, I have no idea. I hadn't thought about that. Well, that's our job. That's part of my job, is to make sure the business owners and entrepreneurs are focusing on what they do best, and we watch out for the things that they don't see coming. Sort of like a left tackle in football. We mind the blind side of the business owner or the entrepreneur so that they can continue moving the ball down the field, and we make sure they don't get taken out by unforeseen circumstances such as a linebacker.
Great analogy there. I like that. Can you explain one do and one don't for business owners that pertain to a 401k plan?
Okay. Well, 401k. So one thing every business owner who has a 401k has to do, they have to benchmark their plans. And when I say that, I mean, they need to shop it around. They need to make sure that what they're doing with their plan regarding fees, investments, that sort of thing, is still competitive. Oftentimes, they set it up and they forget it. That's not good enough. The government is not going to allow that anymore because too many business owners have kind of taken their hand off the wheel. And they say, no, my financial advisor is handling that. However, the financial advisor is one of those people that you need to keep an eye on in regards to the 401k. They're not in charge of the 401k. They work for you. And so if things are happening and fees are not competitive or the investments have not been swapped out, it's not the financial advisor who's going to catch flack for it. It's going to be the business owner. And you can have a financial advisor such as myself. Any fiduciary financial advisor should be able to benchmark. If they work with retirement plans, they should be able to benchmark the plan for you and show you, okay, this is what you have and this is what else is out there. And therefore, you have it in front of you of, okay, well, I can save $20,000 by moving from here to here, and you can make those decisions. And even if you're in a great spot, they say, you know what, you're competitive, stay right where you're at. You have that in your file so that if you were to get audited, you can say, well, I've shopped it around. I've done my due diligence. One, don't. Do not have your 401k through a payroll company. Not going to name anyone's in particular, but they are known for their payroll, not their retirement services. And the reason that is because oftentimes they do things that they shouldn't be doing. They cause corrective distributions, which means, hey, I'm a business owner. I am putting lots of money into my 401k, but at the end of the year, it turns out, you know what, I'm not allowed to put in as much as I thought I was. And so the payroll company is sending some of my money back. Well, that's going to cause a tax problem for me because I already told my CPA, hey, this is how much I'm putting in, and now I need to pay taxes on that money because I'm not able to put it into the 401k as I would have liked. Payroll companies are very good at payroll. They should stay in their lane, and everyone should be working to their strengths. So unless a company handles 401ks or retirement plans on a regular basis and does it and focuses on it, they should pretty much focus on their strengths. So that's what I would advise business owners.
And very helpful information and bringing attention to that. Thanks so much. Now, how can you help business owners pay less taxes? Who doesn't want to pay less taxes?
Everyone wants to pay less taxes. So many people think that the new tax law is allowing businesses to pay far less taxes. Well, it depends. I always encourage my business owners, you have to work with a CPA. Preferably, I like my CPAs being aggressive with the tax code. And when I say that, I want somebody who's going to keep me on the legal side. You'll always want to stay on the legal side, but to be as aggressive as possible. So to help me figure out how to minimize that. And I always include CPAs as part of my team when I work with business owners, but that's only one leg of it. There's also, as I said, the 401k plan. You're able to take a giant chunk off the table, and so you don't have to pay taxes on it. And oftentimes, business owners misunderstand how they can handle a 401k. A 401k, you can put in $18,500, and that's all well and good. And a lot of people are like, yeah, but I make, you know, $1 million in a year. That's really a drop in the bucket. Okay, well, if you have your 401k designed so that you can maximize it, I've seen business owners put in far more than that, $50,000, even more with cash balance plans. You can take a lot of that money off the table, but business owners don't understand that plan design is huge, and it shouldn't just be a, you know, a stereotypical traditional 401k. It should be a plan that is designed for what they want it to do.
Now let's look at workman's comp. Why should business owners opt in regarding the workman's comp?
So many of my business owners, they don't know. So a lot of business owners only see it as a bill. I need to pay this bill for me and my employees. Well, it's not just a bill. It's to cover your butt. So obviously it's a no-brainer. You have to get it for your employees. That's fine. The business owner is allowed legally to opt out. However, what they fail to understand is if you end up injuring yourself at work, let's say you're a contractor and you injure yourself, you hit yourself in the hand with a hammer and you have to go in and you have to have, you know, stitches, or you have to have your hand set or surgery or whatever, they're going to ask you if you have workers' comp. And if they come to find out that you injured yourself at work, your health insurance company will not pay. They will not pay. Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Health, Aetna, none of them will pay. If they find out that you hurt yourself in the job, you do not have workers' comp because you chose not to, they're going to call not it and say, no, we're good. Like, you had the option of choosing workers' comp, you chose not to, but that doesn't mean we now need to pick up that bill. And business owners don't realize that that can actually happen. And as I said before, cash flow is huge. And if you incur a whole lot of medical bills that you did not see coming because of that, it could seriously hurt the business.
Yet another bit of helpful information, and we can't thank you enough for sharing your expertise here today. Now, also, I have understood that you have said that you take a team approach to working with business owners. What does that mean, taking a team approach?
Okay, so I work, so I'm licensed in all 50 states, and so I have a network that spans across the United States of CPAs, of attorneys, real estate agents, all sorts of different professionals that my people may need. So, for example, I have, you know, a gentleman down in Texas that I'm doing work with. Well, he's getting into environmental things that he's never done before, wants to open up a business. He needs an environmental attorney. I'm going to bring one of those in. He's working with somebody that he, I don't really trust him. I want to check out his, you know, his background and whatnot. I want to bring the CPA to kind of check out his books because I don't trust what he's telling me. So he needs a forensic accountant. Okay, we'll bring one of those in. I bring in any and all resources that my particular people might need in any particular situation. So if I don't have a resource, I will go and find one. And I will interview and I will vet this person and possibly bring them to the table if I find them an appropriate resource for that particular instance.
Well, Maggie, on behalf of EPN, we certainly appreciate what you do for small business owners and entrepreneurs, and really appreciate your time today. Lastly, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts or takeaway? One last final tip. You certainly have shared a lot today. Anything else you'd like to add in conclusion?
Yes. For business owners, you have to have an exit strategy. That may be you're going to sell your business. It may be you're going to transfer it to a family member, sell it to your employees through an ESOP. You may retain ownership as a passive partner, or you may flat out liquidate it. You have to maximize the upside. And in order to do that, it has to be a plan that you develop ahead of time. You cannot develop these things spontaneously. You have to plan. If you don't plan, people who don't plan, plan to fail and inadvertently. So remember, if you don't have an exit strategy, you don't have a business, you have a job.
And that exit strategy is so important. Thanks for mentioning that. In conclusion, tell us, where can listeners get all the details on your firm, The Alchemist, and also be in contact as needed?
Well, you can go to my website. That's youralchemist.com, or you can give me a call. I am working pretty much 7 days a week because I absolutely love what I do. My number is 203-518-0034. I look forward to speaking to anybody who needs assistance.
Once again, Maggie, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly has been our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And the pleasure has certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Maggie Kusa, the CEO of The Alchemist, which is a financial advisory firm that specializes in working with business owners and entrepreneurs. And for further information, visit youralchemist.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.